seeking the bubble reputation, even in the cannon's mouth. And then the justice. In fair round belly with good capon lined, with eyes severe and beard of formal cut, full of wise saws and modern instances. And so he plays his part. The sixth age shifts into the lean and slippered pantaloon. With spectacles on nose and pouch on side, his youthful hose well saved, a world too wide for his shrunk shank, and his big, manly voice, turning again toward childish treble, pipes and whistles in his sound. Last scene of all that ends his strange, eventful history is second childishness and mere oblivion. Sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything.